You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Running a short-term rental business means wearing a lot of hats. And for many of you listening, you're a team of one. Guest communication, marketing, cleaning coordination, finances, it all falls on your shoulders.
And when you're bouncing between Airbnb, Vrbo, spreadsheets, and a dozen apps, things slip. You miss messages. You spend hours updating calendars, and you're left working in your business instead of on it.
That's why we're excited about Lodgify. It's built for hosts like you, solo operators and growing teams who want to simplify and professionalize their business.
With Lodgify, you can build a direct booking website you actually own, sync all of your calendars in one place, and automate guest communication and payments so nothing falls through the cracks.
And here's the bigger picture. In today's market, trust is everything. Guests want to know they're booking with a professional. Having your own direct booking site signals credibility, consistency, and long-term stability, things that matter more than ever.
So if you're ready to stop duct taping systems together and start running your rentals like a real business, check out Lodgify. Use our link in the show notes and code TFE20 to get 20% off yearly or bi-yearly plans.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan. This is Thanks for Visiting, and it's the Hosting Hotline. And if you just got so sad because you did not hear Annette's voice, I get it. I'm sad too. But we have to let Annette take vacation from time to time, everyone. We just do. I know. I don't need it, but she does. And so I am being a good business partner and allowing her to rest and recharge. But I also can't do this alone. I don't want to do this alone. So I've asked our team member, our chief operations officer, Colleen Prochaska, to join me on today's Hosting Hotline. Colleen, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
All right. We have a question, a very important question from Samantha. And so we're going to play it for you now.
Vacation rental companies are allowed to use their company name and logo as their Airbnb profile name and picture because can we do that? Thanks.
All right. So let's just have a disclaimer that Thanks for Visiting is not Airbnb support. We do not work for Airbnb. We can only access the same information that they put out there mixed with our experiences, which we know we like to give you plenty of. But Colleen, in your deep dive into Airbnb's terms and conditions, is it illegal or is it not allowed to use your company logo as your profile picture?
Yes, the short answer is no, it is not illegal to use your company information as your profile picture. Airbnb has pretty extensive information on what they would like to see on your profile picture, but the only thing that is illegal is information that is false, misleading, or deceptive.
Now, something you found out, though, was apparently you are not allowed to use a company logo if you're an Airbnb experience host, which is really interesting.
Yes. In that case, they want to see the actual host who they are booking the experience with.
Now, I want to share something that really breaks my heart, but it is real. And I think we should talk about these sorts of things. There are hosts out there that actually opt to use a logo of their company, not for what you most think, like the guest is somehow going to find you off the platform. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But because they found when they show up as their true selves and what they look like, they feel they are discriminated against. And to the depths of my soul, I hate that. And I hate that I didn't at first even think of that as being something to be concerned about. But as I'm sure all of you can understand, that is a concern and that is something that some hosts would prefer to put a logo up because they feel the way they look and the way they show up in the world. Some people would choose not to stay with them. But Samantha, it sounds like you're more curious about this because you've seen other companies respond to potential guest reviews that you are going through, making sure they'd be a good fit for your property. And you're seeing that those reviews are coming from property management companies and those logos. But I don't think, you know, Samantha doesn't really tell us why she's interested in doing that. I can tell you, Colleen, that I think a lot of hosts think that guests are going to see that logo, maybe go search for it or plug in an AI and see if they can book direct. Do you think that's happening?
I think that's a big ask of our guest who is on Airbnb to leave the platform, remember the name, go find it, search it, and then, yes, get a booking from that. I think that's a big ask from our guests. No, I don't know that I think that's happening.
Yeah, there might be the select few who know that there are potential fees to be saved if they book direct. But I will tell you, which makes our job really hard as professional hosts, is that guests have learned to trust Airbnb. Just how a lot of you are terrified of doing direct bookings, there are guests who are terrified of booking direct too because they have grown up in the age of Airbnb and they think that there is some sort of protection there. And honestly, for the guest, I don't know, Colleen, what do you think? There kind of is the way Airbnb advocates for guest satisfaction and guest happiness.
Yeah, I think there's a layer of protection there because you feel like you have somebody that you can go to, right? There's somebody above your head as an Airbnb host. And when you're booking direct, it's all on the hands of the host, right?
And, right.
And mercy.
Yeah. So, you know, Samantha, if your thought is to use your company logo to grow your brand or to get a direct booking that the guest is going to go off of Airbnb and go find you, I don't know that that's a realistic expectation. I can also tell you, Colleen, we can talk very candidly right now. We have a longer staying guest in one of my townhomes. And she expressed, not disdain, but when she found out that we are maybe more of a company than a mom and pop host, even though it is my husband and it's actually Annette and me who own that property together. And it is, you know, me talking to that guest, she's found some elements of quote unquote a company managing it. And her whole mindset around her experience shifted. Colleen, do you see that happening? Because Colleen is very involved in our guest communications. Do you see that more than once?
Yes. They want to know if they're actually talking to the person that they think that they're talking to. Right. And they want to know when you say that you're going to do something or something's going to be executed for them, who is going to be the one that's doing that? Because in their mind, they're going to either have to retell it to somebody else, or there's actually not, you know, that white glove feeling because you're not actually that person. Yes, I see that trend. And they want to feel, this is another one as far as like repeat guests. When they message you, they say, hey, it's me again. And they want to feel like you're welcoming them, right? Like you're embracing them. Yes, this person's coming back to my home. It feels very personal for them. And yes, it's important to our guests for sure.
And so all that to say is for the same reasons that you think maybe having a logo would be good for your business, I've actually adopted not putting our logo on there and putting a smiley, relatable face because, and by relatable, I simply mean kind, clear, open, welcoming person. Because I feel that there's a hospitality component to there. I'm not putting a logo or a brand between myself and my guest, even if I may not be the one messaging the guest because I'm taking some time off or what have you. Like even if we have a small team, I've opted to keep our image of me, the human, not the business for that very reason of wanting to feel. Because as people share all the time, Colleen, you know, they're not booking a hotel. They're not booking a hotel brand. They are booking what they believe to be a human being and a more personal experience, you know, woven into the fabric of the neighborhood and the community and things of that nature.
100%.
So when it comes to using your photo, we do want to make sure that we're using clear, current photo of ourselves. I see sometimes photos that are just, you kind of picked whatever was on your computer or maybe there's more than one person in the photo, and maybe because you're hosting with your partner or a business partner or another person in your life. But I think as clear as you can be, as friendly as you can look and approachable as you can look is the best photo. And I can tell you this, this was a study conducted by Harvard, and they actually used Airbnb as an example. Airbnb hosts who smiled in their photos got 3% more bookings compared to hosts who didn't smile in their photos. And I guess that if it was a logo, they didn't even consider them in this study. But I thought that was really interesting, Colleen, that it actually had, I mean, 3% difference in terms of bookings is not nothing, right?
It's super significant. It's not surprising to me in the sense that I think that the situation with hotels, I'm going to go back to the same thing, is people feel like they at least know what they're getting. They know there's another room available. They know they can go up the street, that type of thing. So anything that you can do to bridge that trust gap that's happening. And of course, the more smiley you are, the more approachable you are, right? So that's, that makes sense to me.
And we do want to share with you a reminder that Airbnb is built on trust. And so you might be the school of thought, maybe as I'm saying this out loud, that a company or company logo might be more trustworthy because it's more business-like, it's more professional, which obviously we advocate for. But I also think there's something to be said about, and this is why it is, if you're a really good co-host or a really good property manager, it is not hard to clean up in your marketplace because very few people are good at this. And I don't know that we've won the trust of the consumer as co-hosts or property managers. It just feels like once operations get 1% more complicated, these companies fall apart and they're chasing the dollar that guest experience gets lost. And I know for myself, I'd rather stay with someone who appears to be really engaged, on top of it, responds to all reviews, photos are, you know, new, accurate, all that kind of stuff, because I want to know they're paying attention to the property and they're not so focused on the big picture of I'm just bringing in money.
Paying attention, that's the key words right there. That's,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So if Samantha's thought process though, Colleen, was increasing her direct bookings because she's thinking, oh, if I use a logo, maybe they'll go off the site and come find me. Since we're thinking that that's a lot of work to expect our potential guest or potential customer to do, and honestly, I wouldn't build your business off of that hope and a prayer either. You and I kind of talked about and you kind of mapped out what things should hosts be doing instead. Maybe have that smiley, friendly, clear picture of themselves as a profile pic, and then what should they do instead to convert people from an OTA booker to a direct booker?
Yeah, I consider somebody perusing on Airbnb to be a very cold lead, right? So we have to warm them up. So the way that works is by blowing the stay out of the water and exceeding expectations during the stay, right off a wonderful stay. That was a good fit for both you as the host and them as the guest, right? That is the best time to then pitch on a future direct booking relationship. Of course, that could be with email collection, getting them involved in email marketing, signage in your home, letting them know that you're available for direct booking. But again, converting somebody from Airbnb to your listing ice cold, you guys don't know each other, you know, you got to get your feet wet a little bit. And I think with a perfect stay is the best opportunity to do that.
And I would say, while Airbnb right now, as the day that we're recording this, it doesn't say that it is not allowed to use a company logo, with all the changes they've had this year and us knowing that they are really cracking down on making sure that an Airbnb guest during their stay stays an Airbnb guest, that if you do use a company logo for your profile picture, now, while that might not be grounds for dismissal from the platform, that I don't know, like their AI might crawl that and it might be something in the algorithm that they push you down and show more of a personable host who isn't trying to get someone to take them off their site, or maybe that your company name is on the logo photo and maybe that is going to be soon grounds for unlisting you. I wouldn't mess around with that. It's just not worth it to me.
Sarah, one thing you always say about Airbnb is if there's a feature that they offer, that you should use the feature. It exists for a reason. They have an extensive tutorial on how to set up your profile, and including how to make a really great profile picture and what to include in it. And I just take that to mean that that is what they want you to do for your profile. And again, you're on their platform, working with their algorithm. And I just think that's a key note there.
I agree with you. I agree. So our consensus, Samantha, if you're asking for our opinion, I would keep a lovely welcoming photo of you. And if you're in your bio, if you want to mention your company, I think you could maybe mention it there. But again, I just, it's not in their terms and conditions that we can't talk about our company names, but we do know in our photos of our property, having your logo or your company name or any sort of QR code that would take them off the Airbnb site, that is not allowed. So just be very, very careful and instead double down your efforts, like Colleen said, of making that stay incredible, and then encourage them to know, like, and trust you so that they come back to stay in that area again, or friends and family ask how their vacation went. And they say, I stayed with this incredible host at this incredible property, that you get that referral. That's what you need to focus on, not necessarily ways to get our potential customer off of Airbnb into a scavenger hunt to find us direct. Colleen, anything else you want to add?
Nope, that's perfect.
All right. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan, and I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.